The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Okay, you're in a new relationship and he or she moves into the pad that you shared with your previous partner for a year or two, or maybe even longer. The question, is it reasonable for the new arrival to demand that the mattress on the now to be shared bed be replaced? Two views. One, this is an intimate space shared with another and it should be purged to make way for the new arrival as a token of respect or maybe even hygiene. Or two, the opposing view, mattresses are expensive. A 5-footer will cost about $1,000 in Harvey Norman's, and in this age of sustainability, it would be immoral to discard it. And after all, if the couple spent a night in a hotel on a weekend break, how many other couples have been there, done that before them, on the hotel bed? So to dive deeply into this divan, I'm joined by Stephanie Regan, clinical psychotherapist and co-host of the Tough Love podcast. Stephanie, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
Tough question.
Yeah, a tough question. Well, this was interesting because, as you know, I contributed to it there in The Independent. And in the instance where we were discussing this, it was actually a 6-month relationship. So quite new. And I suppose that also is very significant. Like if you're moving in together and you're 2 years going out or you're 1 year going out and you're really solidly moving in, I think that's quite a different matter because where you are, where you the environment, you want it to feel like a shared space, like your own kind of home, if you like, that you're creating a little together, all of that. So there's other factors come into play. But I felt this was a 6-month situation where they hadn't moved in together, actually. They had instead been, the girl in the piece was spending a lot of time, I think working, it sounded like she might have been working from the apartment and was spending lots and lots of time there. And so was beginning to feel a kind of an ownership, I think, around it, or a greater sensitivity to it because she was there all the time. And I felt that was an unhealthy way to start a relationship. In other words, you need the dating time, the getting to know time before you start kind of sorting the house out time.
Okay, the question, she demands that the bed, the mattress be replaced with a new mattress. What about the couch where your man might have been snuggling up with the woman on? Did you replace the couch as well? What about the kettle that made the cup of tea that they shared? Come on.
Yeah. So, you know, and I think the mattress has perhaps a note to it, maybe that women might be even more sensitive about than men would be. But personally, I think it's hypersensitivity. I would be more interested in the fact that, you know, a woman tends to like to have her own kind of style. They're more sensitive to the style of a place often than men are. And but again, I think previous to 6 months, I just think it's way too early for that question, personally. So there is a practicality, you know, we can't change everything around. You know, there's obviously financial issues. But the things that also get people are where the reminders, I suppose if we can put this in a bigger context of, you know, exes and boundaries, like our exes are part of our lives. They are what make us, bring us to the point where maybe you are meeting this person who you're now falling in love with, or you're going to have a future life with. So they really are an important part of it. And to be threatened by an ex is probably the wrong place to begin. You need to feel sure that that person is over the other relationship. And we all have a responsibility to be sure we're with partners who are over that relationship. Now, you can be hypersensitive to it, but equally you could be undersensitive to it.
I mean, is the suggestion that he's keeping the bed as a reminder of the adventures that he had in that bed with the previous partner?
It doesn't sound like that to me, does it? I mean, it's not like you change a bed every time. It's, you know, it seems to me quite simply, it's a little bit extra sensitive and maybe it's being focused upon the bed. But in fact, maybe in this instance, the girl feels that he's not over this other person who he was with. And maybe he isn't, which was really my point. Maybe he is not. And maybe he is, or maybe he is not. That's what you really have to work out. But the bed is not the issue. The issue is he ready for this relationship? And giving out about the bed isn't going to make him any more ready. So I think people have to get over relationships. Any of us who have been there and working through life, you know, you may have been very in love with somebody and it does take time to extract your energy, to move on, to feel fully over and that you are moving forward with full heart into a new situation. But you have to be, I think focusing on nitty gritties is not the way to assess that.
Yeah, I mean, if you leave photographs of the ex with yourself and herself in a particular location, lying around the apartment in nice frames and so on.
Yeah.
That is not sensitive to the other person.
No, correct. I would agree. So there are other reminders, I think, like, as you say, the photos of you having, you know, the great holidays or whatever. I think they have to be taken down, because that's, if that relationship is over, it's over. Now, we see it as well, let me tell you, in if you go even, you know, further than exes in the sense of ex-spouses, you know, you then have the factor in separated scenarios where you have children and you have to be sensitive to them. So you're not taking everything away. So there's an even finer line there where you're trying to respect the past. And in the instance of a marriage and all of that, you're trying to respect the past that is there for children, for family, and indeed for the person themselves. Maybe you wouldn't have wedding photos, but you would have other photos around, because you're acknowledging the existence of that person.
Now, what about activities? You know, you went to Rome with the first. Can you never go to Rome again?
Well, I certainly wouldn't think so. I wouldn't think that's a factor. I would think, yes, go to Rome again. But why would you be, you know, you're limiting everything, aren't you? And I don't think there's a big sensitivity around that. You're having a new experience with a new person. You're creating new memories. And I think it's also about, I suppose it's about confidence and surety, being feeling sure. But when you are in love, you know that there's something very certain, very uncomplicated, very clear going on. You tend not to have to explain to each other. You tend not to have to excuse each other a lot in all this initial phase. And that's why I have a question mark over people getting into the nitty gritty of giving out about things in this first 6 months. I think that's a really not a great sign. I think the trajectory needs to be much cleaner, clearer, and have, I would say, a little more lift off than finding yourself arguing about things in that first 6 months. I find people now, Pat, there are a lot of couples there. I don't know if it's we're giving out too much information. Maybe I'm at fault there. But I think people feel relationships need work and relationships need a lot of help and a lot of support and all of this and compromise. And so I find people sometimes are nearly at the beginning of relationships inclined to try too hard to fix it, make it work, even considering counselling. You know, I'll hear people saying to me, well, should we maybe be in, you know, go to therapy together? No, absolutely no. Do not even think about that. In the first year of this relationship, things should be going forward with ease, with comfort, without complication. That's your signal that you're in maybe a good space. But if you're having arguments, shouting matches, if you are irritating each other, if you are sulking against, you know, at the end of rows, if you are having rows, stop it. Start again. Mm. Find somebody new.
Find somebody new. Because, I mean, if someone said the dog's got to go because she chose the dog.
Come on.
Or paint the room. I hate that yellow color. Get rid of it because she liked it. I don't like it. Get rid of it. Change the sofa. John has been on. He said, changing the mattress is nothing. A friend of mine's marriage broke up. He got a new woman. She demanded that he sell the house that he and his ex-wife lived in. He did. He built a new house. 4 years later, the new one took a walk. So there you are.
Well, that's an interesting one, isn't it, Pat? Because I do think this the thing of living in a fresh shared space is obviously a luxury to be able to do that. But I do think that women tend to feel they want they like their environment to feel very much with their own stamp and style. And I must say, as a woman, I understand that. But I don't think it has to be a new place, but it does have to be perhaps, you know, you have to be able to imprint yourself a little bit on it. And that takes maybe a little bit of strength of character and personality as well. And I've seen it sometimes with people that they will struggle to make that imprint, and then they resent the presence, if you like, of the style of the other, but they don't tend to make that new fresh imprint themselves. So there's many factors going on, and I think finding your own style, making sure it's a shared space, but remember, you have to be careful that you're not just arguing about the wrong thing, that you're focusing on the object, but not, in fact, what the feeling is that you're having and what's going wrong there.
All right. The message is buy a stiff mattress and leave no imprint. So there you are. All right. Stephanie, thank you very much for joining us. That's clinical psychotherapist and co-host of the Tough Love podcast, Stephanie Regan.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.